Every Sunday morning, downstairs in our godly play classrooms, we enter into story in a space that has been set aside just for this purpose. We engage the sacred stories of the Christian faith. And godly play comes out of the Montessori tradition from Maria Montessori of Italy. And in Italy, Montessori is not separated like it is in the United States, because Maria Montessori believed that religious education and all sorts of education are part of the same fabric. And when Montessori came to the United States, those strands were separated, so to speak, and so there was secular Montessori and then religious Montessori. Maria Montessori had many disciples, and one of them was Sophia Cavalletti, also of Rome, Italy. And several decades ago, a young Episcopal priest named Jerome Berryman visited with Sophia Cavalletti to learn more about her Montessori technique. And he came back and started writing stories and creating space and telling these stories in hospitals and many other places. And out of this came the curriculum that we know and love as godly play. And so today what I would like to do is share with you one of the stories out of the godly play canon, the story of the Epiphany. And when a story is told in a classroom, it is told in a circle and it begins that Sunday's time. And then the children are invited to wonder and to respond, to do their work in response to that story. One of the interesting things about a godly play story that is different from other kinds of storytelling is that the storyteller does not look at the children when they tell the story. They actually look at the pieces in front of them. And the purpose of that is to draw everybody in the room further and more deeply into the story at hand. So this morning, when I tell this story of the Epiphany, what I'll be doing is looking at all the pieces of the story before us and drawing us further into it. One last note. Sometimes, as we grow older, we forget about our capacity to wonder. It's always there. It just is dulled or just put away in a corner. And so this morning, yes, please, please. A perfect response. So this morning, as we engage in this story, I invite you to remember that place and to experience this from a place of wonder. Look, the color blue. The color blue is seen by many people as the color of anticipation. It is the color of the sky before the dawn, just before the coming of the light. The color blue is the color of the Mother Mary as she awaits the birth of her child. The color blue is also the color of royalty, of kings. At this time of year, we wait for a king, but not an ordinary kind of king. This king is a little bit different from the rest of the kings. And that is part of the mystery. Mystery. Mystery is difficult to enter into. Sometimes people walk right through a mystery and not even know that it was there. At this time of year, people, you may see them rushing around, doing this and doing that, buying things in malls. And they come close, maybe, but a lot of times they miss the mystery. Maybe they forgot what it was like to get ready. Maybe nobody ever told them what it was like to get ready. The church learned long ago that you need a way to get ready to even come close to a mystery like Christmas. And so the church set aside 4 weeks because it takes that much time to get ready. So, let's begin. Let's get ready to come close and take the journey with the prophets, the shepherds, the Holy Family, the wise men, the Christ child, on a journey that was not just then. This journey is also now. This is the time of the prophets. Prophets are people who come so close to God, and God comes so close to them that they know what is most important. The prophets pointed the way to Bethlehem. They didn't know exactly what was going to happen there, but they knew that Bethlehem would be the place. And so as the prophets point the way to Bethlehem, let us point the way to Bethlehem too. Stop. Watch. Pay attention. Something incredible is going to happen in Bethlehem. This is the time of the shepherds. This is the time of the Holy Family. Shepherd, would you sit right here? This is the time of the Holy Family. Here is the Mother Mary. And here is the Father Joseph. And here is the donkey. Right here. The Mother Mary and the Father Joseph and the donkey were on their way to Bethlehem. The Mother Mary was about to have a baby. Now, sometimes when you're about to have a baby, it is very hard to walk. And so when the Mother Mary couldn't take another step, she rode on the donkey. And sometimes when you're about to have a baby, it is very hard to ride on a donkey. And so when the Mother Mary couldn't ride another step, she walked. She rode and she walked. The Father Joseph, the Mother Mary, and the donkey must have been some of the last folks coming up to Bethlehem on the road that night. This is the time of the shepherds. The shepherds stood in the fields around Bethlehem at night, watching their flock. They were trying to stay awake because if they didn't, the wolves might snatch and scatter and get their sheep. Suddenly, in the night sky, there was a great light, a light that was so bright that it hurt their eyes. They were afraid. Their hearts beat so loudly. When they could hear something besides the beating of their own hearts, they heard singing. They were even more afraid then. But then they heard the words. The song started, "Do not be afraid." And they saw angels. And they heard a song that started and sounded something like this. "Do not be afraid." Now, people are often afraid when angels, messengers of God, come close, because when a messenger of God comes close to you, it can be scary. "Do not be afraid. We bring you tidings of great joy, peace on earth and goodwill to everyone. A child is born. Go, hurry, run to Bethlehem to see the child who will change everything." This is the time of the wise men, the three kings, the Magi. They came from far off in the east. They were called the Magi. They were so wise. In fact, in their language is where we get our term magic. Our term magic comes from the words they were called in their language, the Magi. The Magi knew many things, but one of the things they knew most of all was the stars. They had maps of all the stars, and they would look at these maps at each time of the year so that when people came to them, they would know when to plant crops or when to take a trip in a boat on the ocean or when to cross the high mountain passes before they became too deep with snow. Suddenly, one night, they saw a wild star. It was not on any of their maps. This wild star went whenever and wherever it wanted to go. They wanted to follow this star, to know more about it, to see where it was leading them. The wise men, the Magi, came from so far away that by the time they got there, the baby had already been born. Every year they are late, it seems. They always come late. We celebrate their arrival around January 6th. Every year, as they made their way, we too follow to Bethlehem. Look, the color has changed. It is now the color of pure celebration. A baby is born, the one that we have been waiting for. The Christ child has arrived, the mystery of Christmas. This was amazing. But of all the creatures there that night, the one who might have been most amazed was the old cow. In the morning, when the cow went to go eat its breakfast, she looked down into her feed box, and her manger had become a bed. Someone had laid a soft cloth over the straw, and there lying in the manger was a baby. And all the cow could do was look and look and look at this baby with her big brown eyes. Thank you. If you would sit. Here is the light of the prophets. This is the light of the Holy Family. This is the light of the shepherds. Here is the light of the wise men, the magi. And this is the light of the Christ child. The light of the magi, the wise men, these three kings. These kings came bearing gifts in their treasure chest. Gifts for a king. They brought gold, a gift fit for a king. But this was no ordinary king. And so they brought frankincense. This is frankincense. It was used in worship then, the worship of God, just as people now use it to pray. Watch. Do you see the smoke? It starts off black, and then when it turns to white smoke, the fragrance, the scent is released. This is myrrh. This is a gift for no ordinary king. Myrrh was burned at funerals and was placed with the dead for burial. This is a gift for someone whose death is important. The scent of myrrh is kind of bitter. Some people prefer the scent of frankincense, other people the scent of myrrh, but both gifts are important for this king. Now we're going to do something that is very strange and very important. People often miss this step, and it's important to pay attention. Because now I'm going to change the light. Right now, the light is here and here and here and here. But when I change the light, it's going to get thinner and thinner and thinner as it spreads around the room. The light of the prophets. The light of the Holy Family. The light of the shepherds. The light of the Magi. And here is the Christ candle. Now watch. As I change the light, it is spreading out. It is filling the room, getting thinner and thinner and thinner until you can't see it. But that does not mean that it isn't there. You just can't see it. But you can still feel Christmas. It is the prophets, the Holy Family, the shepherds, the wise men. It is the Christ child. And now anywhere you go, you can come close to them.